This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
I want to dig into Marvin Harrison Jr., though. Okay, so you're, again, it's really interesting, right? Because here's a player that basically has refused to participate in almost anything regarding this whole draft process. He's like, the game film speaks for itself. Now, do you agree that the game film speaks for itself, that this guy's a perfect prospect, a perfect outside X receiver prospect? There's no flaws in this man's game.
Yeah, well, I think no flaws is kind of hard, but like there, I don't think he has a true weakness, like something that I'm going to say like this. This is something Marvin Harrison Jr. does not do well. I don't think he has a weakness in his game. Man, he is, like I said, if you close your eyes, you know, lay down on the couch, stare up at the ceiling, and you like imagine a number one receiver, like Marvin Harrison is that guy. Like
he's
the frame
dude.
Is there, the build is there, the deployment is there. You know, in his reception perception sample, he took 78.9% of his sample snaps outside and on the line of scrimmage. True number one X receiver stuff. And like, look at the past few draft classes that, you know, we've been talking about, like 23, no X receiver prospects, like in terms of the top of the class. Really, in 22, like, yeah, Drake London was that guy, but like Marvin Harrison Jr. is a better version of that player. Like, Marvin Harrison, like the last guy you could really compare him to in terms of NFL quality, like as a prospect coming in, I think is Ja'Marr Chase. Like, and I think I kind of like Harrison's profile a little bit better coming into the league. This is, again, like this will be updated on the stacked board and all that stuff. So, man, I think when you look at Harrison, he's a guy that separates extremely well despite being a, you know, big receiver. 83rd percentile success rate versus man, 87th percentile success rate versus press. I've seen some people kind of knock his work against press coverage. I personally do not see that as a big issue for him. I think he gets off the line of scrimmage extremely well. He's like a technician at that size and a very explosive player. So, man, I think the floor is really high with him, and I think the ceiling is extremely high with him as a prospect. He's a guy that also, if you want to get after catch stuff with him, like he hasn't been a great after catch player in college. Well, no kidding, because he's a vertical receiver. But like, if you want to get him moving on the inside, like, and you're going to get him on these in-breaking routes, I don't see a reason why he can't be a dominant force working over the middle of the field, especially on slant routes where his success rate was like outrageously high at 85.2%.
Yeah, I mean, given his deployment, 85.2% success rate on the slant in combination with like an 82% success rate on the corner and a 62% success rate on the nine, we are talking about a guy that's going to just, you know, crush it, you know, deep, short, middle. And, you know, again, you know me, Matt, I love these guys that can work on the intermediate area of the field, and certainly on these in-breaking intermediate area of the field routes, this guy, absolutely, Marvin Harrison Jr., can do some serious damage there too.
Yeah, and I think this is the most fun note from Marvin Harrison's profile. You know, obviously everybody knows who Marvin Harrison Sr. is. Everybody knows who Marvin Harrison Jr. has become. As a player, he's a known commodity. I talked about this in the profile that like I normally go into charting without really any preconceived notions of these players because it's just, I don't watch college football on Saturday. I don't consume really any college football news or media or podcasts or stuff like that. One, just from a time like commitment standpoint,
the NFL takes
up enough of my time in the season. It would be a hard sell to Mrs. Harmon to say, hey, I know Sunday's ruined and Thursday's ruined and Monday's ruined. But we got to wait till the NFL ruins Saturday and Christmas season. Exactly. during college football season, I kind of let that lie. But Marvin Harrison was an exception to that rule. Because I knew about him going into this. Everybody knows about him. And you know who really knows about him is opposing defenses. So the coolest note, I think, from his reception perception profile, Marvin Harrison Jr. was doubled on 16.8% of his sampled routes. That is number one, the highest among any player sampled, in the 2016, 2017, 2018 draft classes, and then the last 4 years. There was a two-year gap where I didn't chart prospects, 19 and 20. Yeah. So 16.8%, highest double covered rate in the prospect database. And with a 70% success rate, he is the guy that he's the only guy who's hit 70% among players who've been doubled on 8.5% of his routes. So elite at beating double coverage and got more double coverage really than anybody else. So that's what's so cool about him and why it's like, man, he's such an easy projection because this is kind of similar to Ja'Marr Chase where you saw him doing number one NFL X receiver things in college. Like with
100%.
With Chase's profile, that was the way it was and Chase was just so good at everything. But I think as a separator and as a route runner, as a technician, and I had Chase in a very high regard as a technician, but I think Harrison's a little bit better even than Ja'Marr Chase was. So, just such a clean prospect, such a clean evaluation is Marvin Harrison. Like, known commodity. Everybody knows, defenses know who he is, and they still had a tough time keeping this guy from getting open.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Pretty impressive stuff. When we talk about just from a high level standpoint, 83rd percentile success rate versus man. And again, we're talking about this is from a collegiate standpoint. Okay. Mm-hmm. 80th percentile success rate versus zone, 87th percentile success rate versus press coverage. There's really not, there's nothing this guy can't do. Again, he's working short. He's working intermediate. He's working long. It's just, it's incredible. The guy can absolutely get it done. And again, when Matt's throwing around comps to Ja'Marr Chase, a guy who I said coming out of college, this is a future Hall of Famer. Oh, baby. Okay, we're working.
You were aggressive on the I think history has treated you well on that. But you were aggressive on the Ja'Marr Chase evaluation, and I think he's lived up to the billing so far. And I think when I stack these guys up from the last four draft classes, I think Harrison and one other player are going to be competing for the top spot in this particular year. But just one last just real quick thing, mm-hmm. because people are not familiar with reception perception, kind of the jargon and stuff like that. I know some people are going to hear 87th percentile. Like, that's not that high, right? Like, you're talking about this guy as the number one graded prospect.
I get you. Yeah.
87th percentile, that's not that high. College data is a little weirder than the NFL.
Of course.
And this is why I don't really publish the historic college data for a few reasons. One, because of that 2 year prospect gap. If I ever publish the historic prospect data, it will be after we filled out some more players, just because we just have a wealth of more NFL data. Also, right. I think I've said this before. I think in the NFL, obviously there are better corners than others, there are better defenses than others, but you know, these are NFL players. Like, they're all at a certain level of competency. 100%. And that evens out, I think, over time.
Of course.
College, obviously, that is not the case. And
right.
I do kind of like, I'm not going to say I totally discount this, but I do roll my eyes a little bit when it's like, yeah, well, this guy's in the SEC and this guy's in the Pac-12 or this guy's in the big. Okay. At some point, like, these are all Power 5 players and there are good corners in the SEC. And let me tell you, there are shitty corners in the SEC. I'll tell you that.
There's a lot. There's a lot of them.
Not all these guys are going to end up NFL players. Not all these guys are even going to be considered draftable prospects. Okay. So I do think there's a little bit of a levelness in terms of not, I totally get it, not complete like level of competition. Fine. People will fight me on the details, and I totally understand that. But there are definitely some instances when you go into the historical database and like Carlos Henderson is really high, like Sky Moore is really high. These very low level of competition players. There are and those guys might have like higher percentiles than Marvin Harrison Jr., but in no world am I thinking these guys are better against press coverage than Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, so again, that's why I just want to keep that in context when we're talking about these profiles and when we're comparing them to other prospects and stuff like that. Like, a lot of these profiles, I think, are like individual based. Like, we're trying to figure out the most about this particular player, and that's what we're doing with the profile, rather than like, again, comparing this guy to that guy. Because especially at the college level, that level of competition can be very wide ranging.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.